Good evening, everyone.
Buenas tardes.
We're so glad that you've joined us for our Thursday night Bible study.
Estamos alegre que se ha unido con nosotros por nuestro estudio bíblico.
We've been going through a series entitled Lift Up Your Heads.
Hemos estado estudiando un serie que se llama Levanta Su Cabeza.
And it comes from the scripture where Jesus was saying, Lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near.
Y viene de la escritura en la Biblia cuando Jesús dijo, Levanta su cabeza, porque tu redención está cerca.
This evening, we want to consider the subject, What is the Millennium?
En esta tarde, queremos hablar, estudiar acerca de la pregunta, ¿qué es el milenio?
And so before we start, let's open with prayer.
Vamos a orar.
Lord, I ask that you would bless our Bible study this evening. I pray that you would open our understanding and give us insight as to what is coming in the future. And I pray more importantly that you would help us, Lord, to be a people of understanding in these last days. And so bless our study, we do pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I want to read the whole chapter from the book of Revelation 20.
Quiero leer el capítulo 20 de Apocalipsis.
It's in Revelation chapter 20 that we read about the millennium.
En Apocalipsis 20 leemos acerca del milenio.
And so I'm going to read the whole chapter and then we will talk about it.
Vamos a leer.
I'm going to read it all in English. You can follow along in Spanish.
Pueden seguir en su Biblia de español mientras que yo lo leo en inglés.
And it says, And I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He seized the dragon and the ancient serpent who is the devil and Satan and bound him for 1,000 years. He cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him that he should not deceive the nations no more. Until 1,000 years were ended. After that, he must be set free for a little while. I saw thrones, and they that sat on them, and the authority to judge was given to them, and I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God. They had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until 1,000 years were ended. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who takes part in the first resurrection. Over these the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. When 1,000 years were ended, Satan will be set free from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth. Gog and Magog, to gather them for battle. Their number is like the sand of the sea. They traveled the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. But fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet were. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Then I saw a great white throne. Him who was seated, and him who was seated on it. From his face the earth and the heavens fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. Books were opened. Then another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to their works, as recorded in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one by his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation chapter 20 is where we get our understanding of the millennium.
En este capítulo 20 de Apocalipsis es donde tenemos el entendimiento acerca de el milenio.
In the Greek, the word for millennium means 1,000 years.
En el griego, la palabra milenio quiere decir 1,000 años.
And as we saw here in this chapter,
y como entendimos en este capítulo,
the scripture mentions that there is going to be a time when Satan will be bound and thrown into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years.
Vemos que va a venir el tiempo cuando Satanás va a ser encadenado por 1,000 años y puesto en el abismo.
Now we in the Assemblies of God believe that these are literal years.
En los Asambleas de Dios creemos que estos 1,000 años son literalmente 1,000 años.
But I want to just bring out the 3 different teachings about the millennium quickly.
Pero rápidamente quiero hablar acerca de otras maneras que creen acerca del milenio.
The stance of the Assemblies of God is that we are premillennial.
En las Asambleas de Dios nos mantenemos ser premillennials, que quiere decir anterior, millennial.
But there are 3 main beliefs, again, about the millennium here.
Y hay 3 maneras de creer acerca del milenio.
Number 1 is premillennialism.
El primero es premillennial.
The second is postmillennialism.
El segundo se llama postmillennial.
And the last is amillennialism.
Y el tercer es amillennial.
What does that mean, Pastor?
¿Qué quiere decir esto, Pastor?
Well, let me talk about the 2 views first that we are not.
Primero quiero hablar de las 2 pensamientos que no somos.
Postmillennialism is just as it says.
Postmillennialism habla acerca de el pasado milenio.
It means that the millennial reign of Christ will happen, or that Jesus will return after the millennium.
En este pensamiento, la gente cree que el milenio va a pasar después de que... No, say it again. It's after the...
Millennium.
Después del milenio.
But how can that be, Pastor?
Pero ¿cómo puede ser esto?
If Jesus comes after the 1,000 years...
Si Jesús viene después del milenio...
Doesn't that mean that it would be peaceful and Satan would be bound for 1,000 years before he comes?
No quiere decir que el tiempo sería en paz y
the postmillennial belief.
Pero el postmillennial
is an erroneous teaching about the coming of Jesus.
Tiene muchos errores en su enseñanza.
And it's the belief that the church will eventually win everyone to Christ.
Ellos creen que eventualmente la iglesia va a ganar todas las almas para
and
Cristo.
Eventually we'd elect Christian leaders all around the world.
Y que vamos a elegir líderes en todo el mundo.
And the world will become such a peaceful, perfect place.
Y el mundo va a hacerse un lugar perfecto.
That we will bring Jesus back.
Y que nosotros vamos a traer a Jesús aquí.
They spiritualize the 1,000 years.
Ellos hacen estos 1,000 años ser espirituales.
They don't believe that this is a literal 1,000-year reign of Christ.
Y no creen que el milenio es un literalmente 1,000 años.
Another way that this has been called...
Otra manera que se ha llamado esta enseñanza
is Kingdom Now theology.
Es el reino de hoy teología.
And this is a misinterpretation of Scripture.
En este pensamiento no están entendiendo la Escritura bien.
It would be great if the world would get better and better and better.
Sería bien si el mundo se perfectaba más y más.
That we can bring Jesus back to a conquered world for Jesus.
Y que nosotros pudiéramos traer a Jesús a este mundo perfecto.
But an honest reading of Bible prophecy tells us it's going to get worse and worse until Jesus returns.
Pero en leer las Escrituras vemos que las cosas se van a poner de mal en peor antes que Jesús venga.
The next teaching is amillennialism.
El segundo pensamiento se llama amillennial.
The A in front of millennialism,
la letra A antes de el milenio
means that there is not going to be a millennium.
Quiere decir que no vamos a tener un milenio.
A means no or not.
En inglés, cuando hallamos la letra A antes de la palabra, quiere decir no.
And so what this teaching is,
y en esta enseñanza,
is the belief that since Christ resurrected from the dead,
es de que desde Jesús resucitó de la muerte,
that the church has been in the millennium from the time of Jesus' resurrection until now.
Creen que la iglesia ya ha estado en el milenio desde el tiempo de que Jesús resucitó hasta hoy.
And like the post-millennialists,
y como los enseñanzas en el post-millennio,
they spiritualize the 1,000 years that we talked about in Revelation chapter 20.
Ellos también hacen que los 1,000 años son espiritualmente.
And therefore, don't believe in a millennium.
Y no creen en un verdadero milenio.
And so they say the church is victorious over Satan.
Y ellos proclaman que la iglesia es victorioso sobre Satanás.
That Christ already reigns over all.
Y que Cristo ya reina sobre todo.
And so amillennialism is also a misinterpretation of the scripture.
Pero este pensamiento y enseñanza también tiene error.
In the Assemblies of God, we are what is called premillennialists.
Pero en las Asambleas de Dios, nosotros somos premillennial.
That means before the millennium.
Esta palabra quiere decir antes del milenio.
We believe that Jesus is going to come in the second coming.
En nuestro creemos que Jesucristo va a venir primero.
He's going to return in the second coming and then establish his millennial temple, millennial kingdom for 1,000 years.
Y en su segunda venida va a establecer su reino por 1,000 años.
And we believe that Jesus is going to rule and reign here on the earth for 1,000 literal years.
Y creemos que, como la Biblia dice, Jesús reinará por literalmente 1,000 años en la tierra.
Now, just to reiterate what we've been talking about on Thursday evenings.
Para hacer énfasis en lo que hemos estado estudiando.
The rapture of the church.
El arrebatamiento o el rapto de la iglesia.
Is going to happen at a time that no one expects.
Va a pasar en un tiempo cuando nadie lo espera.
Jesus coming in regards to the rapture is imminent. We don't know when it's going to happen, but it's coming.
El tiempo se llama inminente. Nadie sabe cuándo va a pasar.
And that's why we need to be ready for the rapture that is soon to happen.
Y por eso tenemos que estar listos para el rapto.
Then the Antichrist will be revealed.
Y luego después el anticristo se revelará.
And then the Antichrist is going to make a covenant with Israel for the time frame of 7 years.
Y el anticristo va a hacer un pacto con Israel por 7 años.
That is the start of the tribulation period.
Y eso es el principio de el tribulación.
Then in the middle of those 7 years, he's going to break that covenant with Israel.
Y en medio de esos 7 años, el anticristo va a quebrar el pacto con Israel.
And then the Antichrist is going to try to destroy the Israelites or the Jews.
Y en ese tiempo el anticristo va a tratar de destruir a Israel y los judíos.
It's going to get so bad that Israel will call out to the Messiah for help, Jesus.
Se va a poner tan mal que en ese tiempo los judíos y Israel va a llamar a Dios por ayuda.
And had not those days been cut short, no lives would have been spared.
Y si esos días no se habían cortados, ninguno vida iba a vencer.
But then at the end of the tribulation of 7 years,
Y después de estos siete años de la tribulación,
the eyes of the Jews will have been opened to Jesus as her Messiah.
Los judíos en ese tiempo van a poder ver que Jesús es el Mesías.
They will call out to him for help and for deliverance.
Y le van a llamar a Jesús por ayuda.
And then will be the second coming of Jesus where every eye will see him.
Y luego va a pasar la segunda venida de Jesús cuando todo ojo va a ver.
Jesus will return in the clouds of glory.
Jesús vendrá en las nubes.
And when he comes, he's going to destroy the Antichrist with the spirit of his mouth, the Bible says.
Y la Biblia dice que en la segunda venida, Jesús destruirá el Anticristo.
Jesus is going to get the Antichrist and the false prophet and throw them into the lake of fire.
La Biblia dice que Jesús va a vencer el Anticristo, va a tomar el Anticristo y los falsos profetas y lo va y Jesús va a ponerlos en el fuego, lago de fuego.
And then what we read in Revelation chapter 20.
Y lo que leímos en Apocalipsis 20.
The angel will get a chain and will tie Satan up and throw him into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years.
El ángel va a agarrar una cadena y va a tomar a Satanás y ponerlo por 1,000 años en el abismo.
Can you imagine what it's going to be like for those 1,000 years without a devil to tempt people?
¿Se puede imaginar cómo vamos a ver esos 1,000 años sin tener un Satanás tentando la gente?
We can only imagine what it's going to be like without the tempter.
Solamente podemos imaginarnos cómo va a ser sin este tentador, Satanás.
Revelation chapter 20 describes Satan being bound in a chain and thrown into the bottomless pit for that span of 1,000 years.
Y en Apocalipsis describe cuando Satanás va a ser tirado en ese abismo, encadenado.
And verse 3 says, after he's cast into the bottomless pit, it says that he should deceive the nations no more until the 1,000 years were ended.
Y parte de verso 3 dice, para que no engañase más a las naciones hasta que fuesen cumplidos los 1,000 años.
That means Satan isn't going to be able to deceive people from this bottomless pit. He's going to be stopped for 1,000 years.
Esto nos quiere enseñar que cuando Satanás está en el abismo, él ya no va a poder engañar durante esos 1,000 años.
This is the foolishness of the other two teachings that we mentioned before.
Y en este verso vemos la locura de los otros dos enseñanzas que hablé antes.
You see, Satan hasn't been bound up. He has been working overtime and is even working worse today than ever.
Porque vemos que en estos días Satanás no está encadenado todavía. Él está trabajando para engañar a muchos en estos días.
To say that we are in the millennium now is a lie.
Y en decir que ya estamos en el milenio es mentira.
Or even to say that the world's going to get better and we're going to save everyone and it's going to get better and better is also a lie.
También en decir que el mundo se va a ser perfecto y más y más mejor también es mentira.
And so after the tribulation period.
So después de la tribulación.
Jesus is going to return.
Jesús va a regresar.
And he will rule and reign here on this earth for 1,000 years.
Y Jesús reinará en esta tierra por 1,000 años.
And with his return and the establishment of his kingdom here on earth.
Y con su venida y en establecer su reino aquí en la tierra.
Is going to be the fulfillment of many of the prophecies to Israel during that time.
Las promesas se cumplirán que Dios hizo a Israel.
Christ will reign here on the earth as the king in Jerusalem.
Jesús va reinar en Jerusalén.
He is going to sit on the throne of David.
Él va a ser el rey sentado en la silla de, en el trono de David.
And he is going to fulfill all of the promises made to Israel.
Y va a cumplir la, todas las promesas que Dios hizo a Israel.
During the millennium, Israel will be the head and not the tail.
En ese tiempo, Israel sería el principio y no el en hallarse atrás.
They will bless all other nations.
Bendecirán a otras naciones.
This will also be a fulfillment of the Abrahamic covenant.
Y también cumpliendo el pacto abrahámico.
All of the borders that have been promised to Israel.
Todas las fronteras que se han sido prometido a Israel.
Will be fulfilled during the millennium.
Se van a cumplir durante este milenio.
The Jews during that time will experience forgiveness and a renewed relationship with God.
Los judíos van a experimentar el perdón y una relación renovada con Dios.
It is going to be an awesome time.
Va a ser un tiempo muy bello.
To be honest with you, everything that should have happened with Adam and Eve.
Y va a ser claramente como debía de ser en el tiempo de Adán y Eva.
It's going to be a time where we will be able to experience what Adam and Eve would have experienced had they not sinned.
Y vamos a tener una idea como ese tiempo hubiera sido y vamos a experimentarlo.
Jesus will be the king and judge during that time.
Jesús será el rey y el juez.
Animals even will live in peace with each other during that time.
Los animales también vivirán en paz durante ese tiempo.
Animals will not be afraid of human beings.
Los animales no tendrán el temor a los humanos.
The lion will lie down with the lamb.
El león se va a tener paz con el oveja. Con la cordero.
This is the time when the scripture says even a child will be able to play around a viper's den.
Y la escritura también nos enseña que aún los niños van a poder jugar en paz hasta cerca de un donde se hallen los serpientes.
Even believers during that time will worship God at a new temple.
Los creyentes adorarán a Dios en un nuevo templo.
During that time, the world will actually be divided into different nations.
Y durante este tiempo, el mundo todavía estará dividido en naciones.
All of the Jews will be drawn back to Israel.
Los judíos van a ser atraídos otra vez a Israel.
Jesus will be the king of the Gentiles too.
Y Jesús será el rey de los gentiles también.
And it will be during that time that those that died martyrs' death for Jesus during the tribulation period.
Y los que se mataron durante la tribulación por causa de Jesús.
They will rise again.
Se levantarán en vida.
And they will rule and reign with Christ over the nations.
Y reinarán sobre las naciones con Cristo.
And everyone will live in peace during the millennial reign.
Y todos vivirán en completamente paz durante el milenio.
In the beginning of the millennium.
En el principio del milenio.
The kingdom will only be inhabited by those who follow Christ.
El reino estará habitado solo por aquellos que siguen a Cristo.
Those again that died in the tribulation for God.
Otra vez aquellos que han muerto recibirán.
Will receive glorified bodies and will be sealed against sin.
Recibirán cuerpos glorificados y contra el pecado.
They will rule and reign with Christ over the nations.
Reinarán sobre las naciones con Cristo.
But those that survived the tribulation period,
pero los que sobrevivieron la tribulación,
those that make it through the tribulation as mortals or as human beings,
y siguieron como mortales o ser humanos.
In other words, they didn't die and haven't received a glorified body. They've lived through the whole tribulation.
En otras palabras, no murieron durante la tribulación y no han recibido cuerpos glorificados.
They will be able to marry and have children during the millennial reign of Christ.
Ellos van a ser capaces de casarse y tener hijos.
The scripture gives some hints as to how life will be during the millennial reign.
Las escrituras nos dan una buena idea cómo va a ser la vida durante el milenio.
When you read the book of Genesis in the beginning before the flood.
Cuando leemos en el libro de Génesis antes, el tiempo antes del diluvio.
The lives of individuals went for many, many years.
La gente vivía por muchísimos años.
And in a similar way during the millennium.
Y en una manera similar durante el milenio.
The span of life will be longer than it is now.
La vida será más largo de lo que es hoy.
And the population of the earth will increase rapidly during that time.
Y la población en la tierra va a aumentar muy rápido.
Think about it. There is no devil to tempt or to cause there to be murder and hate.
Piénsalo. En este milenio no habrá Satanás para tentar y para engañar.
The Prince of Peace will be ruling the earth.
Porque el Rey de Paz reinará en la tierra.
Can you imagine what it's going to be like? No wonder why life will increase so fast.
¿Se puede imaginar? Con razón, la vida va a aumentar aquí en la tierra en ese tiempo.
But at the end of the millennium,
el fin del milenio,
there will be the setting for the final judgment of the earth.
Será el escenario para el juicio final sobre la tierra.
Despite the fact that it's going to be almost a perfect existence.
A pesar de los ejemplos en ese tiempo.
It's going to be Jesus there dwelling and ruling in Jerusalem.
La presencia y la paz de Cristo y Cristo va tener su reino en Jerusalén.
A time of perfect peace and no devil tempting.
Un tiempo de perfecto paz y no tener Satanás tentando.
Sadly, the hearts of many people, not all, but some of the people will not give their hearts and follow Christ wholeheartedly.
Pero tristemente, aún con todo esto, van a haber personas que no van a escoger dar su vida a Cristo.
That's actually really hard to imagine.
Es difícil poder imaginar esto.
But it shows that the heart of man it still has the ability to choose either for Christ or against Christ.
Pero nos enseña que dentro del hombre, en nuestro corazón, tenemos capacidad de escoger a Cristo o rechazar a Cristo.
And so at the end of the millennial reign of Christ.
Al fin del milenio y el reino de Cristo.
Satan will be released from this bottomless pit.
Satanás será liberado del abismo.
And at that time he is going to deceive the unbelievers and gather them into an army against Jesus and against Israel.
En ese tiempo Satanás engañará a los incrédulos y va a hacer un ejército para marchar en contra de Jesús y Israel.
This battle that Satan and those that follow him will want to bring against Christ and Israel will not be long.
Esta batalla que Satanás va a formar y la guerra que va a traer en contra de Jesús y Israel no va a ser largo.
Look at verse 7.
Miren conmigo verso 7.
Of Revelation chapter 20.
De Apocalipsis 20.
And it says, when the 1,000 years are ended, Satan will be set free from his prison.
Y cuando los mil años se cumplan, yes, Satanás será soltado de su prisión.
And he will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them for battle. Their number is like the sand of the sea.
Y saldrá a engañar a las naciones que están los cuatro extremos de la tierra, a Gog y Magog, a fin de reunirlos para la batalla, en número de los cuales es como la arena del mar.
This is really a sad verse.
Este verso es un verso muy triste.
Because even after 1,000 years with no devil.
Porque después de el milenio, mil años sin tener el diablo rodeando.
Being able to see Christ face to face.
Y poder ver a Cristo cara a cara.
The scripture says that the number of those that are joining in battle are like the sand of the sea.
La escritura nos dice aquí que los que se van a juntar para la guerra son como la arena del mar, muchos.
And it's really sad.
Y es muy triste.
Verse 9 says, they traveled the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city, but fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them.
Verso 9 dice, y subieron sobre la anchura de la tierra y rodearon el campamento de los santos y la ciudad amada, y de parte de Dios descendió fuego del cielo y los consumió.
And so the scripture says they will try to bring destruction, but God will stop it with fire out of heaven.
La escritura nos dice que ellos van a formar esta guerra, pero Dios va a pararlos con el fuego del cielo.
And then verse 10 tells us what will ultimately happen with the devil.
Y verso 10 nos enseña lo que pasará últimamente con el diablo.
It says the devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and false prophet were, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
Y el diablo que los engañaba fue lanzado al lago de fuego y azufre, donde estaban la bestia y el falso profeta, y serán atormentados día y noche por los siglos de los siglos.
After the millennial reign of Christ,
después del milenio,
Satan is going to try to destroy the kingdom of Christ and Israel itself.
Satanás va a tratar de destruir el reino de Dios en contra de Cristo y Israel.
But this battle is not going to last long because God will destroy with this fire from heaven.
Pero la batalla no va a tomar mucho tiempo porque Dios va a terminar la batalla con el fuego del cielo.
And then that Satan himself will be thrown into the lake of fire.
Y Satanás mismo será tirado al lago de fuego.
This is the ultimate end of the devil.
Y este es el último fin de el diablo.
What's interesting is it says that the Antichrist and the false prophet are even there.
Y no, la Biblia nos dice que ya está, va a estar ahí el anticristo y el falso profeta.
And it shows that they haven't disappeared. They are still there to be tormented day and night forever and ever, along with the devil himself.
Y nos enseña que el anticristo y este falso profeta no solamente desaparecieron, no, están en el lago de fuego, tormentado día y noche con el diablo mismo.
And then the final verses 11 through 15 of Revelation 20.
Y los últimos versos 11 a 15 en Apocalipsis 20.
Describe the great white throne judgment.
Describe el juicio ante el gran trono blanco.
Then afterwards there will be a new heavens and a new earth.
Y después veremos el nuevo cielo y el nueva tierra.
Then there will be the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven here to this earth.
Y también vendrá el Nueva Jerusalén del cielo a la tierra.
And we will rule and reign with Christ here on the earth forever and forever.
Y nosotros reinaremos aquí en la tierra con Jesús para siempre.
The millennium of 1,000 years.
El tiempo de 1,000 años, el milenio.
Is a time of a literal 1,000 years.
Son literalmente 1,000 años.
It's going to happen and start after the tribulation period.
Y esto pasará después de la tribulación.
Christ is going to destroy the Antichrist.
Cristo va a destruir al anticristo.
He's, well, going to throw him into the lake of fire.
Lo va a tirar al lago de fuego.
And then he's going to set up his kingdom here on earth.
Y Jesús va a establecer su reino aquí en la tierra.
And he will rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords for 1,000 years.
Y reinará como Rey de Reyes y Señor de Señores por esos 1,000 años.
And during that time, Satan will be bound with a chain in the bottomless pit.
Y durante este 1,000 años, Satanás va a estar en el abismo encadenado.
And during that time, there's going to be great peace and just an amazing time here on the earth.
Y aquí en la tierra será un tiempo de gran paz.
But sadly, there will be hearts that will not be fully given over to Jesus during that time.
Tristemente, no todos los corazones van a querer acercarse y aceptar a Jesús como el Señor.
After the millennium, Satan will deceive the nations for a little time.
Después del milenio, por un tiempo corto, Dios va a permitir que Satanás engañe a las naciones.
They will try to destroy Christ and his kingdom.
Y van a tratar de destruir a Cristo y su reino.
But then God is going to destroy all of this with fire from heaven.
Pero serán destruidos con el fuego del cielo.
Satan will be thrown into the lake of fire.
Y Satanás será tirado en el lago de fuego.
And then will come what is known as the final state.
Y luego vamos a será el tiempo de el estado final.
And that is when Satan is thrown into the lake of fire.
Es el tiempo que ya Satanás ha sido tirado en el lago de fuego.
The New Jerusalem comes down to this earth.
Y el Nueva Jerusalén está viene del cielo aquí en la tierra.
Everything made brand new.
Y todas las cosas serán hechas nuevas.
And we will be with God and with Christ for all of eternity.
Y estaremos aquí reinando con Jesús por toda la eternidad.
Praise the Lord.
Gloria a Dios.
Are you all ready for Jesus coming?
Estamos listos para la venida de Jesús.
Have you given your heart to Jesus?
¿Han dado, abrido su corazón a aceptarlo como Señor de tu vida?
Now is the time to repent and turn from our sin.
Hoy es el tiempo de arrepentirnos.
To accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and to follow him for the remainder of our life.
Y aceptar a Jesucristo como nuestro Rey y Salvador y seguirlo por todas nuestras días.
To put our trust in him, for the days are getting short.
Y poner nuestra confianza en él, porque los días están acortando.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's say a prayer together.